Maria. I am going to talk over this recording because I can't figure out. Thank you very much. I could not figure out how to stop that thing and get this thing going.
It's okay.
Anyway, that was obviously...
we did it.
Did what?
Hallelujah. We did it.
What did we do?
We got it recording. We have a little music intro. And we're here on Love Life Rock Remnant Reality Radio. This is Rev Rock and I'm Yadre for Yahweh. And I got my co-J Yadre Scott Scribe Pratt. And we are doing a RIP 2.0 tonight as a duo. The dynamic duo.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we ain't talking still... Batman and Robin here either. We're talking Rock and Scribe, baby.
And we're echoing each other because I'm supposed to be saying the same thing he is.
Hallelujah.
How did you know I went to see Batman tonight?
Man, we got marketplace ministry going on. We got people getting out of prison and getting released into our care. We got people getting out of other rehab programs wanting to jump into our rehab programs. We got people privately rehabbing up there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin at the House of Scribe. Man, we got a lot going on. This is good stuff.
Yes.
And we just met with a couple from a mega church, and they sound like out here in Branson, they're from Texas. They sound like they want us to just come on down and have some time with them. Did you guys realize the guy that we hung out with at the Jesus Theater thing today at the theater down there? And I'll tell you, they had a lot of scripture in there, so it was very well done. Even though they called it Jesus, I didn't really care for that. But boy, oh boy, the parts that were done, and they even sang some songs in Hebrew and everything. Wow. I mean, they had the camels, they had the donkeys, they had everything. It was really, really a great job. If you guys want to come down and see one of the best live performances that you can see, you want to come down to Branson to this theater. It's one of the largest theaters in the world. Man, this stage is incredible what they do. They've done Noah. They've done Samson. They've done Moses. I mean, they've done a lot. They got a lot of cool stuff. This is the second time now they've done a Jesus-type play, musical. And, the special effects, man. When they had it raining on stage, it was like looking like real rain. It was really super cool. I gotta say, I was choked up and probably cried about 20 times through it. So that's how good it was. It really was very realistic, and the acting was excellent. And hallelujah. So we met a couple that we sat down. We had beef brisket, you know, and beans and rice and everything, and I think they were in their 80s, but they looked great. And this guy is the guy that was the food scientist that worked for M&M Mars, and he actually talked to John Mars and was the developer. John Mars ran with it after he recommended it for the Dove ice cream bar. He's famous. He created the Dove ice cream bar. You know that ice cream bar with the dark chocolate?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Did I lose you or what?
Nope, still here. I know which bar you're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, Dove is, you know, connected to the Ruach HaKodesh, so these guys were very on fire, I got to tell you, and we were in tears together talking after, and his wife, Joe, asked if, Joanne, what she could pray for us. So John and Joe and, or I'm sorry, Dwayne, John Mars was who I was talking about from M&M Mars, but anyway, yeah, it was just really great. And so that was my testimony. So I know we're supposed to say up front some things that we're grateful for. So I'm really grateful for this Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread week, this celebration, because we're just doing some real cool stuff here. And, we made some decisions that, you know, we're definitely going to do more in Missouri. and Branson specifically, as time goes along. It's definitely got a lot of believers that really are open. They're just very open to Israel. So yeah, we were talking to a woman that was married a husband that's Catholic, and she was also like in her late 70s. So that's the other thing is me and Sam were the youngins here. We were the youngest senior citizens that were on the bus. So when you turn 55, you're a senior citizen, right? So I'm 57, Sam's 56. And we were the youngest ones. So there's a lot of elders that come to Branson for vacation and to hang out. So it's just kind of a whole different game when you start talking to people that have a lifetime of wisdom, you know? And they just had really beautiful hearts. So I'm thankful for my new friends, Dwayne and Joe. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. I heard their ice cream tastes better than their soap.
Yeah, I don't think M&M Mars makes the Dove soap. Sorry. But you probably had your mouth washed out with soap as many times as I did from my mom, because you probably talked back like I did.
What did she use?
You know, I think we had Ivory, not Dove, but...
we had Valve Napster Hope. Try to take my 5 points back.
Yeah, that's when young people were still keeping the Torah, I think. They were honoring their mother and their father a lot more than they do nowadays.
You know, everybody thinks that soap is made from animal lard. I beg to differ. I can't say out loud what I think it's made with, but I know what it tastes like.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, you guys got the format over there in Wisconsin, so I know Marissa's been helping with reading, which is great. So sharpen your pencil, get your stuff out, know what you're going to need to read about, and why don't we go ahead and have Yami open this thing up with some prayer and pray down and call down fire from Shamayim. Hallelujah.
Hello, Yami.
Man, it looks like she fell off.
Wow. All right. Well, in that case, Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just come before you again tonight as we get ready to put our heads down for some much-needed slumber, some much-needed rest. Yeah, we just ask that you baruchatah our rest, that it be filled with your favor, that it be filled with knowledge of you and your loving kindness. And Abba, if there's anything standing in the way of the line, if there's anything standing in the way of the hearts and lives that will be speaking and ministering and being ministered to on this line tonight, we just come against it in the name of Yeshua, by the blood of Yeshua. Let there be a flood of the blood. Just wash every unclean, dark Shamayim that's trying to listen in, that's trying to impact, that's trying to negate the work that is being done here in your name for your purpose. Wash it as far as the east is from the west, Abiyah. Just let that dam break down and wash whatever it is. Cleanse it, Abba. We just thank you. We know that it is done and done in your name as we carry on with the program, with our transformations. Hallelujah. And amen. So, hallelujah. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio. That first song was Go Deep, I believe, if I remember correctly. It's probably not right, but what the heck. We'll figure it out next time. That song was meant to kick off RIP 2.0, Rock Reflections, the Nightly Doers of the Word Love Fellowship Gathering, where inquiring minds want to ask, were we in the Ruach HaKodesh or our own yucca flesh today? I'm Scribe, president of Emulators MC, Motorcycle Congregation, Shalaya Kabahaba, and your special guest, Yajay, for the evening. Mike the Spike will be back tomorrow, and now let's get to it. We start each podcast at 7:07 Pacific, 9:07 Central, and 10:07 Eastern Time. If you'd like to join us, just call 727-371-3257. No access code needed. That is, again, 727-371. No, I said that wrong. 731-3257. So I'm going to repeat myself a third time, make sure I get it right for everybody that wants to call in. This is live, so you're going to have to make do with the mistakes. Love y'all. I'm going to make them. 727-731-3257. If you're new, we hope this will resonate with you and keep you coming back. At this point in time, we are going to take our Ahaba offering. That's a love offering. This offering goes out to support our radio and prison ministries, our faith paper farms and houses of worship, or house, and our Yahability ministries. The world has labeled a group of people as being disabled. We don't see them like that. We know that Yeshua did everything he could to stick his fingers in the eyes of the Pharisees when he told the man with the withered hand to stretch forth his hand, and just by his very word, just by the command to stretch forth your hand, the Ruach HaKodesh came onto that man and healed that hand instantly. He told the man that was paralytic from birth, that was confined to a mat that was lowered through a roof, also on a Shabbat, to rise up and take his mat home. These would be people that would be classified as Yahability potentials, not to exclude those that were demon-possessed or had other mental or emotional maladies, whatever it is. That's what this Ahava offering goes to. That's how we do our seventh bodybuilder, because it is used to build the body. We're all marketplace ministers. We all work for a living. We all build our own tents in our own ways. But when it comes to it, we know that sowing hearts and minds back in to the tent of the Father is what we're all about. So at this point, we are going to move into our introduction, where we say a few things we're grateful for. Give your name if you want to. Let us know where you're from. If the Ruach moves you, give your testimony. Just let us know what's happening. And I'll start out. My name is Scribe, a.k.a. Scott. I am president of the Emulators Motorcycle Congregation. I'm a Shalayach of Ahava. And I am grateful today for the opportunity to actually guest host Ruach Remnant Reality Radio with 2.0. Was a good day. The weather was decent, actually, halfway through the month of April. It was cool. It was cool. Cooler than I would have preferred, but it was good. And the sun was out. Let's see, what else am I grateful for? I am grateful for Marissa being here. The growth I see, the friendships that are being that are forming are awesome. I'm excited for, and I am excited for the growth of Love Inc. and all its various ministries. Looking forward to celebrating with brothers that are being released from incarceration. And just ecstatic that Yah is continuing to move in new and exciting and bold ways through each of us as we'll allow him to use our lives, I should say. So hallelujah. With that, I will turn the mic over to anybody else that wants to come in and tell us what you're grateful for. Hallelujah. No, there's more.
Oh, hallelujah, it's Yami, and I'm grateful for all the neat things I've heard from Scribe and Rock that's going on. And I bet Sandy is real grateful, too. It sounds like they're having a wonderful time, and that's what Yah has for us. And, yes, we have to go through our growth, and sometimes that's painful, but He always promises us joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So I am grateful that he is having me go through the things necessary to become totally submitted to Him, and recognizing many things that I think I knew but had forgotten. I'm grateful that He rolls back the pages and He brings us back to looking at mistakes so that we don't do them again. And if we fall, He picks us up and places us back in right standing with Him. All our part is to do what we're doing tonight, to admit it and to agree with truth and to receive the fellowship and love first with Him and then with our brethren and brothers and sisters and Yah, so that we are His people, and like sheep, we depend on Him as the good shepherd. So, Ruach, we submit our will tonight and say, take over and minister according to Yah's plan. In the name of Yeshua, Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can hold us back, nothing can tear us apart, not life, not death, not the in-between, this is just the start. Don't let them keep you down, don't let them push you out, we were made to live, to be fierce like lions, love and forgive. Down the dead of night, we're bringing hope to the streets. There's a new way of better life. Only one can set the captive free. He's bringing sight back to the blind. Show the lame how to walk and make the dead alive.
Just keep moving.
Set on love. We got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on love.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Scribe again. I think I really botched that up. But anyways, we are going to roll with it and hand the mic over to Marissa so she can introduce herself. And I'm not going to play another song for a while, so I'm going to stop tripping over the line.
Yeah, I wanted to hear what Marissa was grateful for and what Daniel Cotton was grateful for today. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I'm sorry. It's what you get when you hire amateurs.
Well, I think you're doing just fine. We're just kind of keeping it loose tonight, right?
Right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. That was a diva scare one time. But anyways, hallelujah. I am... We'll put it in your hair next. Anyways, we're gonna be making ponytails in Skype's hair tonight. Hallelujah.
Not long enough.
Well, I can make it work. Anyways, I'm thankful for the sunshine today that we had for the afternoon, as well as getting Skype as he is getting to do more on the phone lines, that he can be here tonight when our other host is not available. I'm thankful that we can still get on the call and have a live meeting. I'm thankful as inviting others. I'm thankful that Yahweh will bring them on to the love calls or to the swift calls or morning as well. Hallelujah. Did I say three things or two? Okay, and I'm thankful for my Yada and for Sandy and the others who are in the leaders or elders in the love ministries and our intercessors, and as they are preparing on their travels, I'm thankful that that will happen rather soon, that we'll be together soon. I'm thankful that Yahweh is going to help them as they travel more, and as we are all here tonight, I'm thankful for the rip call. Right, who wants to go? Who's ready to go next?
Well, we got either Daniel Cotton or Yami. Schlag Rock pretty much already went with his grateful things, though we'd be more than happy to hear from him again if that be the case.
You don't
want me to... He's on deck.
Well, this is Yami, and I thought I did say them in my prayers, but I will gladly... just declare that I have abundance of gratitude for a life worth living with the Ruach. I am so grateful he gives us, lets love flow through us, that as we open our mouth, and he's the one in charge of spreading love among us, that the right words come out and they bring whatever is needed into the lives of others. And I'm thankful that we are keep being purified so that we can be vessels of honor for that love to flow through us. And I'm thankful for Marissa and all the neat things that Yah is doing for her. And I'm thankful that Rock and Sand are having a great break. And that Scribe is doing a great job. And I'll pass. Oh, also that Daniel's on. Your turn, Daniel.
Did Daniel Cotton fall asleep on us again?
I don't know what happened with Daniel Cotton. Maybe he's praying for snow.
Oh. All right, well, I'll just add to it. I'm really grateful, too, that my dog is growing in to be such a fine little boy. He's really... becoming a big boy. Yeah, and he's looking at me right now as I'm talking. And I think he's doing real well. He's coming around. He's just learning not to bark in a lot of situations that he used to when he was younger. And we always had to be concerned that he was going to be making a lot of noise and things. But we just couldn't bring ourselves to bring him to that play today with all the donkeys and camels and goats and sheep and everything else. And there was a dog there, too, actually. Lazarus had a dog called Jonah in the in the theater. So he would have just been really, really distracted by all of what was going on that stage. And we just didn't want to take a risk that he was going to ruin it for people, because there was some really, really incredible moments, you know, that were going on today. So yeah, I'm really grateful for Abe and how well he is doing. I'm just really grateful for my wife. She is just growing so much, and she's just such a cool person to be with. And, we're just having the time of our life together, re-falling in love here in our 10th year, and coming up on renewing our vows, which you're all welcome to come on out. And we're not going to take no for an answer. You better start figuring out how you're going to get yourself to Lake Tahoe. You know, I don't care by trains, planes, or automobiles. You know, you can take an Amtrak out there. They go all over the country. That'd be a cool train ride to go up there. You'd be going through Colorado and Wyoming. You'd be able to see a lot of beautiful stuff. So figure it out. How are you going to get there? Because we want you there to share that special moment with us. And Scott Scribe Pratt, as a brand new licensed and ordained, finally, once and for all, minister, he is going to be the one that's going to do our ceremony. So this will be his first wedding. If I understand things right, and I'm honored to have him be our minister of love to facilitate everything and seal our covenant with love, because I know he loves us and I know he loves covenant, and Yahweh's all about covenant. So I'm sure he's going to have an incredible message and have that all just like people will be blown away at what he's going to do for that. Cause I think he's one of the best teachers out there, and I'm grateful for him to be a part of our relationship. So August 31st, we will be 10 years in this covenant. And, yeah, my wife is She's just grown and grown and grown in so many great ways, and it's just phenomenal to be married and to feel this good, you know. Sometimes things can be a roller coaster ride, but, you know, you hang on for dear life and you just keep on going. So, hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Rock. You just saved my tail and you don't even know it. Because I've got people over here still asking me for what date the renewal was, and I was telling them wrong. So now I know. It's August 31st. We need to be out there the last weekend of August, the first week of September. Thank you, my friend. You just saved me. This is on our way, and we are definitely living up to that song. We will be right back, unless Daniel Cotton is back on and ready to say something. Daniel Cotton going once. Daniel Cotton going twice. Everybody
going
else
to the
is
black
on
man from Shorewood.
Well, hallelujah. We are on our way. This is Mercy Me with Sam Wesley. See you in 3.5 minutes.
Believe we've come this far and it feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then, kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Scribe. I am back, and my head is short-circuiting tonight. I have absolutely no clue what is going on, even though everybody is saying I'm doing a fantastic job. I'm learning where new buttons are and all the rest of it. So, without further ado, hopefully, if I can find where I'm supposed to be, I am going to ask Marissa if she would be willing to read Transform Set Apart Scripture Step 5 for us. Honesty, admission, submission, and confession. Yes.
Hallelujah. Before, during, and after we begin the honest deep self-examination, set apart scripture, step 4 of our past, present, and future, we begin submitting ourselves to love, to Yahweh, to people, and to the principles of discovery and recovery. To our amazement and shock, we actually begin to not only read the Bible, but honestly study and transparently meditate on it. We see human nature of Adam and Eve, Enoch, Job, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Rebecca, Jacob, and Rachel, Joseph, Moses, Samson, David, Solomon, Jonah, Peter, Daniel, John, Paul, and many others. We identified our own faults with the failures of these, even considered heroes of faith, and were comforted by the empathy found within this connection. We saw ourselves in these real people and found a wonderfully refreshing empowerment sent by Yah's Ruach, Yah's Spirit regarding Yah's Emet, and how it was so transparently expressed. Why do we submit, submitting myself to one another in your love, even as your renewed covenant instructs me to do so, I can become all you created me to be. We were made to love. Yahweh is love. And we discover this Yah image. We were created in the image of Ahava. Admitting is submitting. Admission begins submission. Admitting every wrong to me, myself, and I. Admitting every wrong to another person. Admitting every wrong to even persons in the body, admitting every wrong to even other persons outside the body, and let this become my testimony because I've passed each test. We've discovered, as we recovered through the awareness found in Ephesians 4 by Charles Paul, and just how much transforming recovery is actually within this one chapter. Both bodybuilders and sacred scripture steps, likewise, the wealth of wisdom, well, that's in the writings of Yah's life. That King Solomon, son of David, a man after Yah's own heart, showing a father-son relationship, even emulating that of Yahweh Yeshua, fails. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
That's right.
Sorry about that. I'm a little bit nasally. The weather's been messing with my nose. Hallelujah. Failed was a failure past, is a failing current, or is a failure. Have you ever failed to listen? Have you ever failed to follow instructions? Failures. Adam and Eve couldn't follow instructions. Noah got drunk. Abraham misled Pharaoh. Sarah laughed at Yah's promises. And they together were just too old to do any more with their lives, especially raising a child. Isaac and Rebecca played favorites. Jacob was a deceiver and was deceived. Joseph pridefully stirred up anger amongst his brothers. Moses was an orphan, stuttered, murdered, was prideful, arrogant, and probably needed anger management. Miriam was a gossip. David was too young. His armor didn't fit. He had an affair. He seemed to cover it up and then murdered Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, whom he coveted and stole from. Solomon was too rich. He gave up counsel but couldn't receive it. Jonah ran from Yah. Amos' only training was in the school of fig tree pruning. Hosea's wife was a prostitute. Samson had long hair. Was disobedient, suffered codependency, missing Yah dependency. Naomi was a widow. Peter was afraid of death. Lazarus was dead. John was self-righteous. John the Baptist was a loud mouth. Martha was a worry mark. Mary may have been lazy. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Timothy had ulcers, so did Peter, Paul, and lots of folks. But Yahweh doesn't hire and fire like most bosses because he's more like our dad than a boss. He doesn't look at financial gain or loss. He's not prejudiced nor partial nor sassy and brassy, nor deaf to our cries. He's not blind to our faults. His gifts to us are free. We could do wonderful things for others and still not be wonderful ourselves. Satan says, you're not worthy. Yeshua says, so what? I am. Satan looks back and sees our mistakes. Yah looks back and sees the tree. If it's a prayer, Yahweh, my deep self-examination has shown me who I have been, who I am becoming like I am, created with the Yah image intent. Help me, Yah, to become perfect, beginning with have been honesty, eliminating all denial, confessing my fleshly past thoughts, confessing my fleshly past actions, confessing my fleshly past failures. Help me trust you enough, Abba, Father. Help me trust loving brothers and sisters enough. Help me trust loving wise counsel sent by you into my life by you, Yahweh, to bring light and overwhelm darkness, to expose those dark secrets and bring them out of their skeletal closet into your marvelous light. And then you go down about the study on the council with the scriptures and Jacob to the 12 sons, Genesis 49.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Sorry for the challenges with the scrolling. I was looking at the next step. So now our reading for tonight is 1 John 1, 8 and 9. That's 1 Yehuchanan 1, 8 to 9. Let me know when you got it.
I have the book, but I don't have the glasses. I've got to go hunt. So I guess you can just go on without me. I look for them.
Yeah, I got the Bible, but Greg Rich, but I hadn't found it yet, neither.
Daniel found his way back on the line. Hallelujah. Oh, by the way, I got it.
Got it. Came back.
Okay. First John 1, 8 to 9. Actually, I'm gonna add 10 in there as well. Marissa, would you like to read that for us?
The three of them?
The three of them, yes.
Okay. We're going to read First John, which is 14:1 in HRV, 8 through 9.
Yeah.
No, 8 through 10. Okay. Hallelujah. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, that he may forgive us the sins, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. That was an awesome read. That was an awesome read. I am trying to figure out what's going on here. I got a lot of windows open, a lot of hoops to jump through. So the last thing I need is verbalized curiosity. So hallelujah. Let me find a break-in song here. This one's called Relate. Let's do this. Back into 52.
Does life hit you so hard that you've been knocked down? Have you gone too far to find the middle ground? They raise you so high just to pull you back down. Have you been so lost you can never be found? If I've been real, I'll be fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been right, I've been so wrong. Yeah, I made my mistakes. I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be hurt. Know what it's like to see your face. I think it's safe to
I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be us. We both know what it's like to feel pain. But I think it's safe to say we're all to better days. Can you relate? You don't know what it's like to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you?
Well, hallelujah. That is exactly what we are endeavoring to learn to do here. And that is relate. Not just to ourselves as brothers and sisters, but also to Yeshua Yahweh as our Master, our King, our Messiah, and Abba Yah on top of it. Yeah, I read this earlier, and I know it's what we need to do. We need to keep these things in the forefront of our minds so that we're thinking about them and dwelling on them, meditating on them throughout the course of the day. It says if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I can honestly say that I don't believe I've ever said that I have no sin in my life. Now that's not a boast. I have been walking this for a while. I know I have tripped over this verse more than once, whether it jumped out at me and I fell over it or what, I don't know exactly what the situation was. I don't recall. I may have hit my head too hard. But I do know that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, and He does forgive us our sins, and I'm so grateful for it. What's interesting, it says He may forgive us our sins and may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, we know that may is stated in more of a definite, okay? And we know that the best detergent out there for any cleansing necessary is the blood of Yeshua. But that blood comes with a price. That blood comes with conditions. That blood comes with ongoing attention, and that blood and that cleansing comes with continuing endurance. It's not just the one-time thing. Kind of a lot like spring rains. That old cliche, April showers bring May flowers. We know that we are going to get more rain than some of us probably want in the earlier part of the year. There's no two ways around it. But we can't get enough of the blood of Yeshua, because unless we are in an ongoing pattern of seeking and looking for and calling out and scrubbing out the unrighteousness in our own lives, we're not going to get it. We're still going to trip over something. And it's those little things that are so doggone deceptive. Yeah, I made a joke about the first verse. Did I trip over it? Was it pulled across the trail I was walking on? I know it wasn't Yah that was doing it. It was something I had ignored for a while, know, but just the mental image of, you know, tripping over something as simple as and as humbling as that verse. How do I, you know, how does Scott Scribe Pratt go through a moment of his, of one of his days after 56 years and say, no, I don't have any sin in me. Hey, you a damn fool, dude. Pardon the terminology. But then again, maybe it was that dam that was holding back the blood of Yeshua that I needed to cleanse me off from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 says that if we have not sinned, we make him a liar. So if we lie about our condition, our past condition, we make him a liar. Anyway, yeah, I'm not. I don't call out a lot of people on a lot of stuff, but I sure as heck ain't gonna call out the creator of the universe and he that holds the universe together. I'm not gonna call those individuals a liar. They're a little bit bigger than I am. I really don't want that rock falling on me. We make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, you can argue as much as you want. I'm not overly concerned with what stripe of faith you came from, whether it was Catholic faith, whether it was the Hebrew faith, whether it was Islam, whether it was Buddhist, whatever the situation is. Okay? There is something unique and special about the word of Yahweh, the Elohim of Yisrael. There's something special about that word. What's special about it is it is only as strong as you allow it to be. But if you allow it to work in your life the way he desires to, it is all powerful. And you're not going to convince me that his word here is not intended to be spelled, if you could see it, T-O-R-A. There is not an instruction out there that was ever given that didn't use words in the conveyance of it. You don't get to express an instruction. It's a physical impossibility. Okay? If you think about it, it's a physical impossibility to confess an instruction without the use of a word. So here, his word is obviously a multiple of every word that was ever compiled within the covers of a Bible. But it's also the Torah, because Torah means instruction. Torah is depicted as rain. It's to be cast forth. I'm not going to call his Torah a liar either. I know it sees through me. It sees to the deepest part of every cell that I've got going through me. And if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I believe I am, his word is so much more so physically and wonderfully made because of the intellect and the love and the ahava behind it. To actually pull off what it's pulling off over so many years. Abiyah fascinates me. And I praise him for the ability to repent and to look back and to take caution at his instruction. Hallelujah. With that, I'll pass. Who's next?
I was going to let ladies go first, but if no one's ready, I'll go. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Well, praise Abba Yah, because this, if we say, I was looking at the verse earlier on 1 John 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. And going into if we can, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous that he may forgive us the sins and may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to say I, you know, got a little disappointed in companies' rules and policies according to CDC guidelines and all that, but it was time for a break from working, and I had only been there 6 months. So if we lie, be honest, more likely I probably in my actions lied by going to work with COVID, knowing that somebody in my house had COVID, and I still worked that full week that I should have been off. Actually, I didn't have any symptoms at that time. Then when I had symptoms, I still went to work. This time I decided to call in Sunday. Monday, and sounded like COVID, and so my faith was tested with not necessarily just knowing Yeshua, I'm healed by the great physician, I'll believe the report of Yeshua and not the report of COVID-19 tests. So as we're talking about being a liar, and I mean, and you felt like I shouldn't have told y'all, because I'm going to be off without pay. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous that he may forgive us the sins and may cleanse us from all. He may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I'm thankful that I was able to tell the truth and that Yahweh had a plan. I mean, got a chance to take the kids to the movie, got a chance to just spend time in the Word, studying sacred scripture seriously, and just giving him his due, because getting up at 4, 5, or 6 in the morning and racing off to the workplace, as we know, just over broke, J-O-B, just over broke, or the journey of the broke, we make wages from it's 5 to 9 p.m. we make wealth. But anyway, so I'm just thankful that this time off was really needed. And then to go get a COVID-19 test and to come back negative, which Yeshua is telling me, I already told you that you was negative. But I had a plan for you. So I had a plan that was beyond what this COVID-19 is saying and what the job is saying. So I'm thankful and giving Yeshua all the praise and honor, because it was his will that the company had those policies in place. And it was his will that I get that relaxation and rest time and be able to spend time with the family, not necessarily racing off to J-O-B. And then get on this call and not have to worry about waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning and being on a 9-hour position. So, not to say if you don't text me tonight and say that I'm supposed to be there tomorrow, but anyway, I'm just thankful and confessing. You still want to look at not spending quality time with Yahweh. And I want to say, I know that this was Yeshua saying, you're not giving me my right time. Prayers in the morning are very slim when you're trying to go off to the job and just getting up. Time spent in the Word, studying sacred scripture seriously, is very minimum, even though you got a little time on your break or and before and after. So Yeshua had me on this call to receive this for a reason, because if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves
and the truth is not in us. So I know Yeshua is backing me up to understand and look, take inventory, examine myself, and really take a close look at what I need to be repentant of and how, and to get about the Father's business on what he told me to do. And that's one of the reasons I ended up a little under the weather, not following the directions of Yeshua, health and wellness-wise, fasting and praying, denying self, letting go of the garbage, the junk foods, all the stuff that's killing the body, all these things that I would lie about saying I don't drink that much of that or eat that much of that. And it just showed in my body's ailments that I had symptoms of COVID-19, but due to nutritional diet, I knew it was a bad mixture of what I put in. So less prayer, less time in the Word, less time studying, and my nutritional diet in a physical, if you will, spiritual and supernatural was lacking. So the body was tired. Not just tired, but receiving too much that I had to try to break down. So the master calling with the ailments, the job, they told me to take that 5 days off. So it's vacation without vacation because you don't get paid for it. But I'm just thankful to just enjoy Yeshua's Bukata and trust that he's going to make a way. Because I did receive payment from the bike business today, from the bike shop, hours I put in. And I know Yeshua has more in store. And he is going to triple the amount that I lost. He'll replenish as I seek him, serve him, honor him, and give him my all. And not just to receive from him, but just to know that he's my provider and not the JOB, not the business, not the bike business, not Pinnacle, not nobody, but Yeshua is my provider. So whichever route he desire to show me his love, he'll show it, whether bills be reversed or whether something comes in the mail. I know he is a provider. He's already made a way. So I'm trusting and believing and knowing that he is an on-time Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Messiah, and things are covered already. So praise Yeshua for that. And just the good thing that happened in my life today was just getting the four things that I wrote down almost accomplished. I think that's what Habakkuk said, a plan of action in writing form, written plan of action. So it was exciting to write it down this morning and see what Yeshua would have done on getting things accomplished. Your family having a Brukata day. So with that, I pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Dan. Excellent testimony. Next.
Hallelujah, Jiami. Both of you, wonderful testimonies. And what I heard earlier from Rock was great. And I'm sure he'll have more. But wow, I was thinking of now as a retired person, I've been given the opportunity to share with people LifeWave, and that really isn't work. It's fun to when somebody tells me they have a problem, I can share with them hope. But I think I can do more. There's more things I can add to just sharing with them and improve my communication on that topic, but I believe that my heart's desire is to go about doing good and healing people. And I thought I was inventorying that just why you guys were talking. It came to me. I would really look to see if I was doing that, you know, and I was so thankful to recognize that people had called me more than once and asking me to go visit people in hospital and in that place where people go when they're at the end of days, some kind of center there, and that I obeyed him in doing that. And, you know, so I was really glad to see he is given to me a complete life. But I don't think I've ever said that I've never sinned either, like Scribe, because I was always conscious, not of everything, because we do sin that we don't even know. And I was aware of that. So I was careful not to break myself of being anything more than saved by the stripes of Yeshua. I was wounded for his transgressions. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was by his stripes I am healed, and there's one other one. Was wounded, bruised for my iniquity, and by his stripes I am healed. And that it is when I'm in that constant contact, that rock tape, what before this meeting was about, when I'm walking with him, then I'm not in darkness, because his light, with walking with him, we're in the light. And we cannot, you know, walk in darkness. And then I was thinking that as it real important for me to remember when I recognize my sin, it's because he's brought me to the light to see him, so I can confess them. He does that for a reason. And then what does he do as I admit I'm wrong and my heart is wanting, desiring to please him? Then it's like he causes me to want to change, and then he causes the change to happen. So the only way I can live is in him. Otherwise, I'm in sin, because my flesh will always go after what it wants. And as I receive the Ruach in me, my flesh submits. It really does turn from the wrong way, and I don't have a desire to sin, but that doesn't mean I've ever reached the point of not having to continue to look, because at what where I could be going along, because the scripture I memorized and then meditated on for about a year, I went to Janesville, a trip, and on that trip, I would meditate on I belong to my beloved and he desires me. And the second one was, though my flesh and my heart fail, still Yah is the strength of my heart. He's perfect. And in him, I'm in the safe place. And that's where I want to be. It doesn't mean I don't go through the attempts of the devil to make me believe a lie. I went through a lot of them. And I don't, in myself, I don't believe I could even recognize it. But if I stay in that Torah and I let it impress my decision, then I can recognize that I don't want that in my life, and he can keep it out of me. He can be my wisdom. He can be my understanding. He can be everything I need so that I stay in that perfect peace that passes all understanding. And that's the truth. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yami. Then we got Marissa.
Okay. Yeah, this is what I've been going through recently with Yahweh. Yes, the scripture was telling us when I was in sin the last several months, I was in a mess. And then recently, my apartment manager, they threw away all my stuff in my apartment, so I just feel like I'm at a loss with where Yahweh wants me to go, because it's been difficult at times trying to figure out everything. When I tried to get my stuff, I had some mold exposure, and last time I was there, about a month ago-ish, I was wearing two masks, the regular one at N95, and my hands started getting all red, and I just couldn't deal with my own stuff in my apartment. So, and I just couldn't figure it out. So it's just been an ongoing problem, and I don't know how to solve it. So I was repenting to Yahweh, asking him when I was in the middle of my using too. And then what I got from him is just I give up the drug of choice at the time I was using methamphetamine, that he would help me with my mold issue. So I'm figuring it out, but it's just hard because I'm in Sheboygan and my issues is in a different county. So sometimes I feel stuck as to physically getting things done. So I've got to figure it out somehow. But it was the day that I was at my friend's house prior to me coming to Transform program. I missed my court date by one day because I stopped paying rent in February when I left my apartment in December. So I don't see why someone should have to pay rent when the landlords never did anything about it when I had issues. So I paid rent up until January, and then February is just a mess. So I was one day late because I thought it was the 28th was actually 29th is my eviction court date, and trying to find the right resources, and I'm limited to my phone use, so I just feel like I can't figure it out because I don't know where to go from there. So I just, sometimes I've been ignoring it because it's too big for my to grasp it all. Try to figure out the right direction. So as I was, I think it was a five hour time, I didn't, when I moved there, I was not which is, again, going back to number six, I'm not practicing the truth. Like, I was in darkness when I moved, and like, I didn't choose to move. I didn't choose to have mold in my house. The air ventilation, I go to the roof of the apartment. Even a neighbor's dog had died from it, but I did not invite Yahweh into the situation, so I was in sin when I moved there anyways. so I wasn't seeking him throughout that time. After my separation, I just fell into the darkness for my husband, for my ex-husband. So from pretty much summertime, the late summer time, last month I was in darkness of blinded by being in sin and being in turmoil of trying to hide from the truth when I was trying to escape it in drugs. And then that just made it more of a mess for me mentally as well. So then I just feel like I lose my patience with Yahweh, and that's when I was not looking for the fruits of the Lorax, as well as yeah, stuck there for a minute, trying to come out of whatever it is. So there's a lot of repenting I was talking about recently, and some of it has to go prior to even 2016 and so forth. So Yahweh knows where I need to go with him, but I just, right now I'm in a moment of feeling stuck. I was asked for intercessory on my area of feeling stuck with Yahweh, because I was in the middle of my chronological thing with the step four, but I never really did a thorough step four before. I only did the AA steps, and that was like maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. I'd say about 7 years-ish, I don't know. And I just did them to do them, just so I could see what it was like to do the steps, but I didn't fully. I think that was before I accepted Yeshua, so even go back prior to that, and on, around that time. So yeah, it's 2012, so yeah, it's been over 10 years probably. I don't even remember. So it's good for me to get into the steps, because I never thoroughly walked them through. But number 7 says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son, Yeshua Messiah, cleanses us from all sin. Because I was, when I was falling short of, because I have issues with trusting in Yahweh, which when I was reading that, reading earlier before we began the message or the scripture about trusting in Yahweh, and I just got to overcome whatever it is and to lean more into that. So, and as well as my being a mom, because I want to be, feel to be in a good place with Yahweh and get to that again in life so I can have my life back. So, otherwise it's just been a whole mess from here, pretty much my whole winter. So, I just have to keep on repenting and know that that I can't be astray from Yahweh, because he knows where I am. He knows where we... Yeah, and then number 10 of this. If we have saved in that sin, we make him a liar, his word is not enough. So I'm trying to get my more into the word as well. So that's one thing that Yahweh has been inscribed as helping me read, helping remind me to read it more often, and for me not to get for me to have the book open more than I have it closed. This has been many years where it was that way, where it was not always open. So hallelujah. Yeah, just depends of the things I talked about, and that's for Yahweh to bring me through those areas that I need to go before him, as well as with my elder and my overseer here, that he carries us through those areas that you want us to overcome as I overcome into that fourth step, Yahweh. I just put that up to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Thanks, everybody. Something that the Ruach brought to me as I was hearing everybody talk, and the song I was picking up that's going to play next, is how amazing it is that Yahweh connects New Testament back to Old Testament, because as I'm sitting here looking at the title of this song, I'm looking at it under the scope of the verses that we just read, and only Yah could cause me to flash all the way back to the story of Eli and Samuel. Where Yahweh is calling Samuel into service. And Eli knew he was avoiding something. Eli knew that he wasn't making the proper confession in the later years of his ministry. And ultimately, it led to his demise. I don't know exactly why Yah brought that to my memory, but he did. This is Wake Up, O Sleeper. We'll be back. You're listening to Love Live, Ruach Remnant Reality Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome back. That was Wake Up, O Sleeper by an unknown artist at this point in time. JFTNA, Just for Today Meditation for April 19, 2022, reads as follows. Footwork. So many times addicts have sought the reward of hard work or the rewards of hard work without the labor. When we first came to TR, some of us wanted everything and right away. We wanted the serenity, the cars, the happy relationships, the friends, the closeness with our sponsor, all the things other people had gotten after months and years of working the steps and living life on life's terms. We learned the hard way that serenity comes only from working the steps. A new car comes from showing up on the job every day and trying to, quote unquote, practice these principles in all our affairs, including our employment. Healthy relationships come as a result of lots of hard work and a new willingness to communicate. Friendship with our sponsor comes as a result of reaching out during the good times as well as the bad. In Transformed, we have found the path to a better way of life, to reach our destination. However, we must do the footwork. Just for today, I want a better life. I will make an inventory of what I want, find out how to get it, talk with my sponsor about it, and do the necessary footwork. Hallelujah. We're going to have Yami read Philippians 4, 4 through 9 to close us out. Actually, I apologize. I misspoke. We were going to have Marissa read Philippians 4, 4 through 9. That is not the first time I've gotten that combination mixed up. Probably will not be the last either. So, unless you're able to read it, Yami, you want to read it today?
It's fine for Marissa. I love her reading better than mine.
Okay.
We're supposed to know the gifts in each one of us, and she's more gifted in reading than I am.
Maybe tomorrow you can take a turn. So
okay.
I think it's pretty good. So thank you, Yami. I think you're a
sure.
great reader too. You're a wonderful reader as well. So
Yahweh,
thank you. Hallelujah. I love you, Yami. Rejoice in Yahweh always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. A master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and by petition with thanksgiving. May requests be made known to Elohim, and the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things and Elohim of peace will be with you.
Thank you for that, Marissa. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight on RIP 2.0. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the message that went out today. We thank you for the fact that even before we endeavor to do the difficult task of examining ourselves, you've already done it for us. You already know what you're looking for. You already know what you're wanting addressed. Abba, we pray for power in you, authority over the things that we can and must change, over the forces that are working against us and against your kingdom. Abba, we pray that you help us to stand as warriors in your army, with authority over angels to command them so that we can live a life of surety and boldness. In who you are and what you've accomplished and what you want to continue doing. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I just thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for the reminder, Yah, as strong as it is, that deception lurks at the door. If we look in the mirror and think we got it all together and those words slip out of our mouths, we need to stop and examine ourselves. Abba, let those words never cross our mind. They'll never cross our hearts. I'm not even going to say them. I'm not even going to speak them. I'm just going to say, Abba, yeah, thank you for tonight. Help us to rest, bring shalom to our hearts and minds. And may you have all the esteem you are due. And may our lips praise you even in our sleep. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And amen.
Good night. I love y'all.
Love y'all too, Yami. Good night all.
Friend of ours in Oklahoma. It's called
Good Night. Love y'all.